If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom and saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, if you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom and saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom and saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Oh, hallelujah. He's a prison shaking savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. My Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, he is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. My Jesus conquered the grave to take me as he finds me. All of my fears and failures, Lord, fill my life again. I give my life. about to fall, and everything I believe in, now I surrender. I surrender my Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty. God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. My Jesus conquered the grave. My Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty.
And I'm loved by you. That's who I am.
still as you call me, and deeper still into love, love your good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind. Thank you. when I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't stare down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up.
Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Aren't you thankful for the love of God? Oh, my. Hallelujah. The love of God. You know, because God first loved us and sent Jesus, all things are possible this morning. Amen. I don't care what kind of situation or circumstance that you and I are dealing with. I don't care what kind of mountain is in your path or my path. I don't care what kind of chasm that the enemy's trying to exalt and put before us. But our God is greater. Amen. Jesus is alive and well. He's on the right hand of the Father. And He's here in this service by His Spirit to help minister to each one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. If you would, open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. And I want to talk to you this morning as the Spirit of God has led me with this interesting title. And it's kind of a play on words. Are you passing on the possibilities? Are you passing on the possibilities? In other words, you and I, we're going to find out from Scripture, and we know it, that all things are possible through our God. But are you passing on that? Are you refusing to accept that? Are you just choosing not to acknowledge that? But if you do choose to acknowledge that and accept that, are you passing it on to someone else? Because after you receive a truth that is unshakable, that is real and genuine, it's your call in your life. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility to pass that on to somebody else. Amen. Now, I want you to be very encouraged this morning because the Spirit of God has done worked ahead of time. He's got a word for us to build our faith, to be able to accept and receive whatever you might need this morning. Amen. Whatever I might need, He is here for us. So Matthew chapter 19, if you would, to get the full thought, let's start reading in verse 16. Matthew 19, 16. When you're there, say amen. The Word of God says, "And behold, one came and said unto him," unto Jesus, "Good Master, what good thing," now mark this down in your mind's eye, "what good thing shall I do?" Nothing. You can't do it. I can't do it. "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." And he saith unto him, "Which?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" See, there's always something that keeps you and I from coming to the possibility of God. And only Jesus can tell you this morning. Only Jesus can tell me, "What lack I yet?" And Jesus said unto him, "If thou will be perfect, complete, go and sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now that word is for that young man. It's not for everybody. His issue was he trusted in riches more than he trusted in God. Amen? So we can't take Scripture out of context. But here's why we came here. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Verse 26. But Jesus beheld them, and he said unto them, "With men this is impossible. With men this is impossible." Mark it down in your mind's eye. Highlight it in your Bible. "But with God," say it with me, "but with God all things are possible." Brother Donnie, would you pray? Yes. Yes. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for honoring the Word of God. Thank you for your presence. Glad to see Don and James here and Bob. I love meeting new people. I'm thankful for y'all to be here, and I pray that you're blessed this morning. I pray that you get a word that will encourage you and help you. Now, in these verses of Scripture, there's so much here, but we don't have time, so we're concentrating on the possibilities this morning. So I want you just to highlight verse 26 in your mind's eye, and we're going to work off that verse. Notice it says, but Jesus beheld them. Now, what that's saying is Jesus looked past the flesh. He looked past their external. He looked past what they were exuding because of that profound statement and teaching that he had brought them. And he looked at their heart. And he wanted to bring a word to their heart because he wanted to encourage them. And the Spirit of God, I feel his anointing so strong this morning. He's wanting to bring a word to your heart, to my heart, to comfort you. He's looking past what you're dealing with. He's looking past what you're feeling. He's looking past all of those things that are exalting themselves, that's making you ask the question, can I be saved out of this situation? Who can be? Because if somebody who's blessed and has everything in this world, and here I am, how can I get what God would have for me? See, the tradition of this day and age was if you was rich, then you were blessed to God. And if you were blessed to God, then you had everything you needed. But Jesus is bringing the truth to them. It's not about what you and I can do. It's about what the possibilities are with our God. Amen? So let's concentrate on that this morning. And I want, mark this down if you're taking notes. I want us to get these three things out of these scriptures that we're going to look at. You and I, we've got to, first of all, we've got to see possibilities. We've got to see possibilities. I want you, by the Word of God, to see what God has for you this morning. And then it will do us very little good if we see the possibility if we don't seize it. We've got to seize the possibility. In other words, we've got to see that the Word of God, the promises of God, are for you. They're for me. Amen? And then after we have saw that and we have seized that, we've got to be in the place and the position that we've got to share the possibilities. And if we'll do these three things, you're going to leave here this morning. You're going to leave here edified. You're going to leave here comforted. And you're going to leave here exhorted to the point that you are going to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that the God in heaven is going to do something in your life. That the God in heaven is, because of Jesus, is on your side. Amen? And if God be for us, the Bible says, who can be against us? Amen? Doesn't matter what the situation is. Okay, so now as we look at this verse, now I want you to think about it just a little bit. He said once again, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So we've got to see this. You know, we may have a diagnosis in our body that the doctor says that this is happening. We may have a diagnosis in our family that says that this situation is going awry, going astray, that there's a problem, there's a struggle, there's something that's happening. We may have a situation on our job. We may have difficulty with our neighbor, whatever it might be. But you've got to see the possibility that with God, it doesn't matter what the struggle, what the problem is, God has a word for you this morning. God has something that he wants to do in your life. He has something he wants to do in my life. But we've got to hear the word first of all, and then see that it's ours, because you've got to claim it by faith. Amen. I've got to claim it by faith. Now hold your place here, and let's turn over to the Gospel of Luke, and let's look at what we've got to see. You know these scriptures very well, but in Luke chapter 1, we won't take time to read all this because we don't have time. But in your home study time, if you can, read verses 26 through 38 in this chapter. In Luke chapter 1. And I want us just to concentrate on the fact that Gabriel was sent to Mary, and he brought a word to Mary. And the word was that she was going to have a child, and that child was going to be the Son of the Most High God. That child was going to be Emmanuel, God with us, was going to be Jesus. Amen? And I want you to see after he speaks to her about this, verse number 37, this is what's written. Luke 1 and 37. For with God, this is what the angel spoke to Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. nothing shall be impossible. Now, her only question was, how can this be since I have never known a man? Come on now, there's a lot of things in your life. There's a lot of things in my life that it looks like it's impossible, because just like in John chapter 5, the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus walked up to him himself and Jesus looked at him. And Jesus reached down and grabbed him by the hand and he asked him this question. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And there at the pool, he looked up at Jesus and he said, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the water." See, because there was a season there when the angel would come down from heaven and trouble, stir, agitate, move the water. And the first person that stepped in the water, whatever they had a malady of, they were healed. Amen? But this man couldn't get in the water. And there Jesus is, and Jesus is looking at him, and he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" So we've got to see this morning that Jesus is talking to us about situations in our life. He has a word for you. Will you be made whole? Will this situation, will it be taken care of? And just like Mary, she didn't know what was going to happen, but when the angel gave the word from the Lord, look what her answer was after she heard, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Verse 38, and Mary said, so you've got to come in agreement with the word. I've got to come in agreement with the word. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according," hallelujah, "according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Glory. That's all you've got to do this morning is feel what God is speaking to you, what he's saying to you. It's yours this morning. Claim it by faith and tell him, "Lord, I believe this promise. And I'm gonna speak it out. And I believe that according to what you have spoken to me, it shall be possible." Now, I love this because it's where it says, "For with God, nothing, not one thing is impossible." That impossible means unable to happen. All things are capable and powerful by our God. What do you need this morning? What do you need put back together? What do you need rearranged? What do you need restructured? What do you need that God wants to do in your life? All you've got to do is say yes. Don't pass on it. Don't pass on the possibility. Don't let the devil believe you, "Well, it's too late. The gap is too wide. The river's too deep. The water's too cold. It's too dark." Don't believe any of those things, because the Spirit of God is talking to you this morning. The love of Jesus is being shed abroad in our hearts. Hope is rising because we feel the presence of the Lord. And this word is for us. Amen. So here we are. And we want to be in this place, in this position, where we let the truth come to us. Go with me to the Old Testament. The prophet Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah. He makes this wonderful statement. We won't take time to read all of this. But he says in verse 17, Jeremiah 32:17, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm." Come on, that's the God that's in your midst right now. That's the God that is talking to you. That's the God that's making the doodads come up on your arms and run down your back. The God who made heaven and made earth by his outstretched arm. Now, there's another promise about the God that it's not too short that it can save. His arm is long enough to reach into any situation and save it. And notice what the prophet says. The last part of verse 17, Jeremiah 32:17. "And there is nothing too hard for thee." Nothing. I don't care what your need is. I don't care what my need is. We've got to be like Mary. We've got to say, "Be it according to your word." See, the same scenario happens in, I believe it's in Mark chapter 9. And it says, all things are possible to the person that believes. All things. So all you've got to do is hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. The word of God causes you to believe. Causes me to believe. And so here you are this morning. There's all sorts of things happening. But the God who made heaven and earth, hallelujah, he wants to make some things in your life. He wants to take what's wrong and make it right. He wants to take the pain out of your body. He wants to take the confusion out of your mind. He wants to put hope in your family. He wants to bring peace on your job. And He wants your home to be like heaven on earth. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's our God. Amen. That's our God. So this morning, nothing will work unless you see the possibility. Nothing will work unless I see the possibility. So we've got to see it this morning. We've got to see it's for us. But then we've got to come to the point where we... Hallelujah. Let's read one more verse. Genesis chapter 18. Second witness to what we're talking about. Genesis chapter 18, verse number 14. Genesis 18, verse number 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Of course, this is talking about the promise of Isaac. And the angel, once again, is speaking this into Abram's life. There's nothing too hard. Amen. Nothing. If God can take a situation where it's past possibility with man, and He can make it possible, what can He do in your life this morning? Amen? What can He do in my life this morning? Let's go back to the Gospel of Matthew 19. And let's reread verse 22. It says, But when the young man heard the saying of Jesus, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, here the young man, he's the one that come to Jesus. And he comes to Jesus, and he comes to Him not in the standard of Jesus Christ, but in his own standard. And so, coming to Jesus that way, he asked Jesus, what lack I? Because, you see, he thought the Lord was going to say, oh, you're doing good. You're doing good, and there's no problem there. But see, we got to have an attitude that when we come to the Lord and we ask what we lack, that we'll say, yes, Lord, I will do my part because I know if you give me a word, you're going to do your part. See, there may be something in your life that's keeping you from getting what you want, what you desire. And you, when you give that to the Lord, all of a sudden then what He wants to bring in your life, it opens the door. Could it maybe be a little unforgiveness that's closed the door? Could it be a little anger that's closed the door? Could it be a little misunderstanding that's closed the door? But whatever it might be this morning, you give it to Jesus because He speaks to you. It's between you and Him. And all of a sudden, that one thing that you lack, and you give it to the Lord, then all of a sudden, you don't just see the possibility. You're in the place to seize the possibility. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the difference. This young man, he heard a word from the Lord, and he went away sorrowful. Mary heard the word from the Lord. She had a question, just like this young man, this rich man had. But when the angel spoke, when the word came forth, she said, be it to me, just as you said. This morning, everything depends about you seeing what God is wanting to do in your life. But then you've got to seize it by saying, I want the word of the Lord more than anything else. I don't care if it... Let's think about this. Now, here's where you and I, there's no difference between us. All people are standing side by side in this reality. When we hear the word of the Lord, it is going to challenge us. And when you're challenged, it's going to challenge your standing in the community. This rich young man, he was used to the prestige of what his stature was. And he knew when he gave that away, that was going to change everything. But here Mary is, just this young girl, maybe 12, 13 years old. Look at the community and how they're going to judge her. Look at the word that she's got to bring to her mama and her daddy. See, we're standing here this morning. God's going to challenge us when we see the possibility. And as we start to seize it, He's going to challenge us. And we're going to have to put flesh down and not care what man thinks about us. But we're going to do like what the early church did in the book of Acts. We're going to say, I ought to please God and not man. Amen? This is the whole key for you and I to be able to get everything that he'd have for us. Now, go with me to Romans chapter 4. We were talking about Abraham and Sarah there in Genesis 18. But in Romans chapter 4, this is the power of the Word of God. You know these scriptures, but let them ring true in your heart. Verse number 17, Romans 4:17. As it is written, in other words, it's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. As it is written, this is God talking to Abraham, I have made thee. Don't you want to be what God's made you? Come on, we can't pass on the possibilities. We want to receive those possibilities, and then we want to pass them on to somebody else. I got to see it. I got to seize it. I've got to hear that God's talking to me this morning. You realize that God is talking to you continually? Because Jesus said, when I go away, I'm going to send another comforter. That means one just like me. That's what it says in the Greek, the paraclete. And he's going to abide with you forever. And he's going to, I love it because it says in John chapter 14 that he's going to rehearse before your eyes everything that is the Father in heaven. But that's what's written and that's what's being spoken to you by the Spirit of God. But you've got to receive it. I got to receive it. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believeth, even God. Notice what God does, who quickeneth the dead. Glory. It didn't matter what the situation looks like. It didn't look like it. It didn't matter if it looks like it's dead, it's over. There's a God in heaven who speaks, and when he speaks words, things that were dead become alive. Jesus was walking through the city of Nain one day, and as he was walking through that city, all of a sudden, he walked right in the middle of a funeral procession. And there was a widow there. And this widow, she was burying her only son. It was her only means of support. Because in that time, if you didn't have some family to take care of you, and you were a lady, you had no hope. You had to beg. You had to take care of yourself in the only way that you could. And so Jesus walks up to this funeral procession, and he reaches out, and he does what a priest wasn't supposed to do. Because a priest isn't supposed to defile themselves. But Jesus doesn't do what man says. He does what God says. And he reached out and he touched that coffin. And then when he touched it, he raised that young man up. Amen? And he presented him back to his mother. What do you need back to your life this morning? What is God wanting to bring back in your life that looks dead? I'm telling you, our God can do it. But you've got to be in the place. I've got to be in the place where I see that it's mine. And I reach out and I grab it by faith. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Come on, his body was dead. The Bible says he could not have children. His wife could not have children, even when she was in the time of life. Now she's past all of that. But God says, this is just a chance for me to show you what I can do. Glory. Now notice what God does. He said, God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Come on now. God's got a word for you this morning. But you've got to believe it. You've got to see it. You've got to seize it. And if you'll believe it and seize it, it's going to change everything. It's going to cause you to be able to walk in the possibilities of God. It's going to bring the promises that Jesus died on the cross where the tomb couldn't hold to bring the promises of yes and amen into your life. You believe that? I believe it. Amen. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24, and I want you to get excited with me because as I was studying this, the Spirit of God very clearly said, there's a lot of people who have believed my promises a long time ago, and now they believe it's too late, that things have changed. Well, there's only one problem with that. Our God never changes. I may change, but Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8, is the same yesterday, today, and so if he said it once and he felt that way about it, that's what he's saying to you and I today. Amen. Now, remember what we just read. We just read about Abraham there where God called those things and he told Abraham to do it. And he's telling you and I to do it this morning. Call those things that be not as though they were. Not as the way that you feel them or you see them. See, I got this issue that I got to come back to the God and repent all the time about because I say, man, I am hurting, or I'm discouraged, or I feel hopeless, or I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to say. God says, stop saying what you have if you want to get what I have for you. Amen? All right. Now, I want you to think about Abraham just for a second. This ought to excite you. Verse 1 of chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in some things. All things. God's interested in your health. He's interested in your finances. He's interested in your family. He's interested in your job. He's interested in your home. He's interested in your feelings. He's interested in all things, and he wants to bless you in all things. But here Abraham is. All of a sudden, he's old and well stricken in age. What does that mean? He's getting ready to die. Now, this is 40 years or so after the promise, after God revitalized his body and Sarah's body. Sarah has went on to be with the Lord. But all of a sudden, Abraham is laying around, probably well stricken in age, and he's getting ready to die. And all of a sudden, he starts hearing God talk to him. Remember what I've done for you before. Remember what I've done for you before. Remember how I saved your life before. Remember how I brought deliverance before. Remember how I blessed you before. Remember how I talked to you before. Remember how I held you before. All of these things. And all of a sudden, as he started thinking about how good God was, it started working in his spirit. Now go to chapter 25. 25 verse 1. Genesis 25, 1. Then again, mark it down. Then again, Abraham took a wife. Hallelujah. He got up off the deathbed. He got up off the situation this morning. You and I, we need to reach out and take some promises by God and get out of the dead works of the flesh. Come on now. And get into the good things of God. He took again a wife, and her name was Keturah. I love that. Hallelujah. And verse 2, she bare him Zimram and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Isbak, and Shua. And we could keep reading here, but anyway, but I want you to, verse 5, Abraham gave all he had unto Isaac. In other words, under the promise, Abraham gave all. Now, I want you to this morning to see that what Abraham done, he received. He didn't pass on the promises of God. He received them. And then he gave them out. He passed on what God had promised him. Now, if God can touch Abram and turn him into Abraham, which simply means adding grace to his name and causing him to be, instead of the father of pride, that's what Abram means, into Abraham, the father of many nations, what can God do for you? I don't care how long it's been since you've heard a word from the Lord. I don't care what the situation looks like. Our God can. Not only can, just like the leper come to Jesus. The leper come to Jesus bowing down, trembling, shaking, knowing that he could be killed, stoned for being in that place and position. And he said, Lord, I know you can, but will you? And Jesus said, I will. Go and be whole. Now the word the Lord's wanting to speak to you and I this morning, he wants you to leave this place whole. Wherever there's a whole, H-O-L-E, in your heart. Our God wants to make it W-H-O-L-E in your heart, in your life. Amen? But you've got to believe that. You've got to see it. You've got to seize it. Amen? And then you've got to be in a place where you can share it. Because, see, there's something happens when you start sharing by faith what God has spoken to you, even though you haven't saw it yet. Go with me to the book of Job. Job chapter 42, we all know the story of Job very well, but I want you to see this. Let me say this real quick. It takes a little bit of time. You got to stand on the word. Abraham was laying on that deathbed, it took 4 years between chapter 24 and chapter 25. Now, I'm not telling you you're going to have to wait 4 years, but what I'm telling you is there's going to be a trying of your faith. Because the trying of your faith worketh patience, amen? And because there's some things that God's got to work out in other people's lives. God had to deal with Keturah to get her to marry an old man. And sometimes God's got to work in people's lives, and it takes a while. But with God, He's done saw it. He calls it done. You just got to hold on to it. Amen? All right. Job 42:1. And this is how you share your possibility. Then Job answered. We don't have time to go into all this. But then Job answered the Lord and said, verse 2, I know thou canst do some things. Come on, that's our God. So this is what God's looking for. He's looking for you to look up into heaven this morning and to tell Him, God, I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't even know why you would do it. But I know that you're talking to me, and I know you're going to do it. Because when you come to that revelation and you speak that out, what does that do? That puts all of heaven into motion. That binds the spirits, the evil spirits, the imps, the work of the devil in the second heaven. That opens up the third heaven to come through the door of Jesus Christ into your life to manifest it here on this earth. But you've got to say it. It's got to come out of your mouth. You've got to be in agreement. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Now that's important, because we've got to cover this real quick. Job made that statement. He said, Lord, I know you can do everything, but I also know that no thought can be withheld from you. Now, why did he say that? Because remember, it's just like the centurion had the servant. No, that's not right. It's just like the man who had the sick daughter, and he was bringing, wanted to bring her to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Do you think I can do this?" He said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." See, Job's being honest here. Lord, I know you can do everything, and I know no thoughts hid from you. So you got to separate spirit from soul. Soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Your mind, will, and emotions can be touched on the outside. But your spirit is what receives the Word of God that cannot be tainted by that. Amen? So just, there can be a war going on in your mind. Your mind can be saying, the Lord's never going to be able to do this. But your spirit's going, yes, He can. Yes, He can. And so you just be honest to God. Just tell God, God, my mind is thinking this. The devil is talking to my mind. The devil is showing me the situation. But in here, I know that I heard the Word. And I believe you. Amen. That's all God's looking for. And that gives you peace this morning. Amen. That gives me peace. Now go with me to the New Testament real quick. Two more verses and I'll let you go. The Gospel of John. The lady at the well in John chapter 4. She comes and Jesus brings her out of her situation. You know, she was in a mess. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been in a mess before. And my God was very faithful in it. But He took her out of that mess. And look what her testimony was. She wanted to share the possibility. Verse 29, John 4:29. Here's what she went. Because it says in verse 28, the woman left her water pot and she went her way into the city and saith to the men. Now, this is important. See, the devil wants to tell you that because of what you've done in the past, God can't use you the way that He would want to use you. Now, read that one more time by the eyes of the Spirit. This lady was a lady of the world. She had been married how many times? And the man she was living with now was not her husband. She went her way. And she went to the men. Okay? But she went with the men, not like she went with the men before. She went with the men with the message of the Savior. The message of a God that loves so much. Amen? And look what she says, her testimony. Come and see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Now she knew how to get their attention. They knew her. She knew them. She said, let me tell you what Jesus told me. Come on, let's get real. Let's don't sugarcoat things. You and I, we live in a real world. Sin is around us and we've all tainted ourselves in it and by it. She no doubt put her arm around one of these guys and said, hey,
He told me about so-and-so, so-and-so, such-and-such. Come on now. Because it was real. It was true. It was genuine. Thank God he'll talk to me about my shortcomings. I want God to talk to me. I don't want to stay the same. Amen. I want to be changed every moment. Moment by moment. And my God knows it all anyway. But I want him to bring it to me where if he's bringing it to me, then if I'll bring it to him, oh my, my, my. There's something fixing to be changed. Amen. So she saw the possibility. She seized the possibility. And she shared the possibility with those who would receive it. Now notice what happens. Verse 39, John chapter 4. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, on Jesus, for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Hallelujah. See, we try to hide things and act all pious and all, you know, well, I hadn't had that problem. I tell you what, I've had plenty of problems. I've had sin problems. Amen. I was a walking dead man. Alive physically, dead spiritually, but God loved me so much, he took those things, amen? And he hung them, my father hung them on Jesus Christ, that I could be forgiven. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's a badge of honor to know that God loved me, that loved you that much, amen? One more, go to John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 25. This is after Jesus heals the blind man. He was born blind. But he healed him and raised him up. And look what his testimony was. He saw, he seized, and he shared. Verse 25, John 9:25. The blind man answered and said, whether he, talking about Jesus, be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that where I was blind, now I see. See, because the religious people couldn't stand Jesus. Because Jesus was messing up their church. Jesus was causing people to be able to actually get answers, get healing, get deliverance. I'm sorry, church isn't going to do it for you. Church isn't going to do it for me. Thank God that we are a part of the church, which is not a building, but it's Jesus Christ. Amen? And thank God we do have churches that we can come into, but our confidence, our trust is not in that church building. It's in the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And so his testimony was, hey, I'm not going to talk to you about all of that. I don't know whether he does what you want him to do or not, but I do know this, that I was blind and now I see. The proof, as Brother Hagin used to say, is in the eating of the pudding. Amen. I'm telling you, the things of God is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. He wants us to taste this morning. So by the Spirit of God, I encourage you. I don't know what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter. That's between you and the Lord. I don't know what you need, but I'm here to tell you, if you will receive the promises of God and get in the position not to pass on them, refuse them, but to pass on what he gives you, you're going to see some great and mighty things happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the critical point. And I want you to pray with me that we all hear, we all receive, and we act upon what we hear. The Word of God will have no effect if we don't act upon it. Do you realize the Bible says, out of the mouth of Jesus in Mark 7 and Matthew 15, that the powerful Word of God, it was made null and void because of tradition of men. Come on, the word that is full of life was made null and void. So you and I, we have to receive it this morning, not according to tradition of men, but by the Spirit of God. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as a group of believers, we bind every hindering outside voice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command them to be muzzled. Father, we thank you. We testify that by the grace of God that we have eyes to see, that we have ears to hear. And we ask you, Father God, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you would give us words this morning that would bring encouragement, that would bring guidance and direction. Lord, what would you want to bring into our life this morning that seems impossible? What would you want to do? Lord, we're here this morning to say yes to you. Help us just to be able to yield in every way and help us to respond to what you're wanting to do in our life. We thank you for it. We ask these things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come and make yourself an altar and say, Father God, here I am. Here I am. I want everything you'd have for me. I don't want to walk in fear. I don't want to walk in doubt and unbelief. I don't want to walk in anger, unforgiveness. I don't want to walk in discouragement. I want to walk into the promises of God. Hallelujah. It's yours this morning. Bought and paid for. Paid in full. I'll just be honest with you this morning. There's some heaviness in people's minds for many things. Brother Donnie and I were praying, and Brother Ryan, about those things this morning. The Spirit of God is wanting to help you. He's wanting to encourage you. And you can make you an altar anywhere. But if you'd like for us to help you pray, we want to pray with you. See, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. The Bible says where two agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done. Here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus.
His holy name.
daily. The end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Yes, I worship Your holy name. Your holy name.
You know, our God is so good. He wants to touch every situation of our life. We was in a church service one time, and there were some people who had witnessed to this lady and her husband, and they come to church. Her husband had got involved in some bad decisions and got involved, and he was dealing drugs. But somebody invited him to church, and they come to church one night, and she didn't know anything about church. She'd never been in church. At all, he knew about church. He'd been raised that way. He just fell away from it. But she come in, and so I started to minister the scriptures the Lord gave me. And when I looked at her, I could just see pain all over her. And so I just stopped, and I said, "Are you hurting?" And she looked up at me and said, "Yes." I said, "Do you want prayer?" And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "If you come up here," I said, "we'll pray for you." I said, "Jesus, take that pain away right now." I said, "It has nothing to do with us, but everything to do with Jesus." And so she kind of grinned, just a little bit embarrassed, and she come up there, and the church come, and we prayed for her. Instantly, her headache was gone. She went back, sat down, got to hear the whole message. God ended up, not that night, but He eventually saved her. I've since lost touch. I don't know what's happened to her. I know her husband ended up having to go to prison for past mistakes. But I don't know what's happened to her. But that's just the point, is God can do it. And it's not about you. You know, the rich young, or the rich ruler there, the rich man, he thought it was about him and what he could do. All I've done is mess things up in my life when I try to do it myself. But God just wants us to trust Him. Let Him be God. So if you need something this morning, I encourage you, come. Not that we're anything, but I'm telling you, the God that we serve is everything. And our confidence is in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Come, come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my, my, my. Sir, you've responded in faith. There's an anointing here. I feel it so strong. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, our brother has come forward. He has responded in faith, Lord, because Your word went forth. He believes Your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for his wife.
right now, wherever she's at, whatever she's dealing with, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, we claim your stripes for her right now. Whatever the situation is, you took a stripe for it. Satan, you get your hands off her right now in the name of Jesus. You loose her. You loose that body. You stop bringing pain in that body. You stop bringing illness in that body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord, ministering those stripes in her life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing yourself mightily in her life. Thank you that your name is above every sickness, the name above all names. Right now, we speak the name of Jesus over her. He stands in her place right now as the head of the family. Let healing come into his household right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. We worship you for it. We worship you for it. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. There's no God like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Thank you that all things are possible through you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call it done. Call it done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. 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 We praise you for it. We praise you for it. We praise you for it. We worship you. Oh, we honor you. There's no God like you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for your
presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, you're the God that is more than enough. More than enough. You're El Shaddai, the great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. 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 Anything else that'd be on my brother's heart, we come in agreement with him, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you that you touch family, that you move and minister in their lives. Lord, you bring truth and understanding. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch that situation. Lord, it's all about it. Hallelujah. It's between you and them, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. We worship you.